maybe just to indicate that we will first give an opportunity to the members to introduce themselves, then we will ask Cyril Lamboer and his team, and then we will also ask the Community Police Board of Nyanga to introduce themselves. We will start with Honorable Mulabatsi.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Angie Mulewati. I'm a member of this committee. Thank you very much.
Morning, my name is Pinda Mola, a member of this committee. Thank you.
Secretary, good morning. My name is Sachin Mele, member of the committee.
I'm Diane Hulabana, also member.
Lagatwala, member of the committee.
Bernard Joseph, I'm an alternate member of this committee.
Good morning. Firstly, allow me just to send an apology for the National Commissioner. I'm sure you'll receive a copy of the letter that she's been called for in front of the Foreign Commission. With me this morning, I'm the Lieutenant General Lamu, the Provincial Commissioner of the Waste Impact. I have Naidu General Guma on my left. She's the acting head of the Regional Commissioner, sorry, of Inspector Nationally. And Naidu General Molo, General Mona is the Acting Deputy Provincial Commissioner Crime Detection. Brigadier Hobran, Provincial Head Organizational Development Western Cape. Brigadier Niva, Provincial Head Supply Chain Management Western Cape. Brigadier Governor, Provincial Head Inspector of Western Cape. Brigadier Mbeki from our Legal Services. Brigadier May is the Provincial Head Human Resource Equalization. Brigadier Malashlela, who's the head of the Executive Secretariat in the National Commissioner's Office, and Lieutenant General Stein, also of the National Commissioner's Office. Good morning, Chairperson and members.
Thank you, General Lamour. We will then ask the Community Police Forum Management of Nyanga.
Thank you, Chair. My name is Martin. The surname is McCarthy, Secretary of the Nyanga Superior. Thanks.
Good morning, all. My name is Sandile Martin, Chairperson of CPS in Nyanga. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Mawe Tukija, the Chairperson of the CPS Nyanga Sector 3.
Good morning, all. My name is Nobake Mbungeshwe, Additional Member of CPS.
Good morning, all. My name is Rana Madrani from Nyanga CPS Trust.
Good morning, all. My name is Mizani Kwebe from Nyanga CPS.
Thank you very much for introductions. Maybe just a background to today's meeting. The portfolio committee was, well, the new portfolio committee was only visited this last 4 months. We've received invitation after several letters from the younger community police force to visit the precinct where they voiced certain concerns. We as a portfolio committee then went to the younger as well as Philippi police station, then we decided to ask the provincial commissioner to come and explain with regard to the matters that was raised there. Maybe just to indicate, it's not a Western Cape. We're going to visit Gauteng and Mpumalanga in 2 weeks' time. We will also do an announced and unannounced visit at stations. Then after that, we'll also call their provincial commissioners. So, General Lamour, you're not being targeted at all, but it's a new approach from the portfolio committee because we believe the portfolio committee goes through those police stations, those interactions, it becomes recommendations of Parliament without really interaction also with provincial management. We believe it's important that you also give an opportunity to respond and give us perspectives before we come to recommendations. So, it's really also to have a more informed legislature. Also, I think the interaction in the Community Police Forum and their presence today is also to signify a more activist parliament, a more activist portfolio committee, because we as portfolio committee must respond to the concerns of the citizenry. If we don't respond to their valid concerns, it may become bigger problems, and we must have the necessary means to intervene and have the necessary then oversight to ensure that it happens. Maybe just a short background. Some of the issues that we've raised, and just for members' memory and those attending, of the issues that was highlighted, critical shortages of detectives at the Nyanga Police Station, overall staff shortages at the younger police station, together with discrepancy between the RAG and actual personnel establishment of the station, the rationale behind the deployment of personnel to specialized units in the province while still reflecting on the station's RAG, the role of crime intelligence at the station, light of the absence of prior intelligence officers, a clear and specific plan for patrolling within two highway near the Capital International Airport, and action plan to deal with the high number of shootings and the rise of FPIC in the area. That were the broad issues, but members are of course welcome to any interaction to those issues that were raised at the station level. Maybe to also indicate for the record, I wasn't part back, but those members who attended the second visit to Philippi, in general, the members were very happy with the station and the general areas of performance there. So, but the members who were there must speak of that. So I just want to give that perspective. We as portfolio committee will take a balanced approach. We won't criticize. If there's good progress and performance, of course we will do that. And I think it's general agreement in the House that in terms of Philippi, things were quite good. But we'll give the members to speak on that. Without further ado, I'm going to then give an opportunity to the provincial commissioner to and his team to brief us. We will then take members, and if there's also issues that the community police force want to raise, of course, welcome. Without further ado, General Lamour.
Chairperson, thank you very much, and thanks for the opportunity. Let me firstly say that thanks for the outside assist. I think for us as police, it assists us to improve our services to our communities. On the presentation itself, you will notice that I will make two or three just corrections on the presentation. The rest of the presentation is exactly that. If you look at the first slide, it shows the issue of the total province, what the total province look like. And on the issue of the population, you must understand that that is the population figure of the 2011 census. But as you know, that State South Africa gave us a growth of a certain percentage, and we're talking about 5.8 million people, not only 5.2 million people in the Western Cape. The employees of the Western Cape is 20,000, has been broken down, as you can see there. 16,000 specifically for Police Act members, that means your police officers, and the 3,000 under public service, like that's our clerks and other officials that work there. The total vehicle allocation, there's also just a little mistake, it's just two numbers that must switch around. It's 3,895, and as you can see, the detectives in the province have 1,657 vehicles. When we go to the specific issues raised by the committee chair, just to start off the critical shortage of detectives at the Nyanga police station. Firstly, the first slide just indicates to you, the first part of the slide, you get 16 service terminations, which include 3 detectives. What we mean by that is that although the 16 are still reflected on strength of the station, some of them resigned, some of them took pensions, some of them were killed in the line of duty, some of them are on the medical board, and the unfortunate part is still reflected on the station fixed establishment. So the actual reason, that means that according to the fixed establishment, we're supposed to have 291 members in the Younger Police Station. The actual currently, inclusive of the 16 members that reflected, we talk about 285. And as you can see that your detectives reflect currently a shortage of 13 members at the police station. Now, if you look at the duty arrangement at the different areas, there are 4 detectives from the Nanga police station that's not looking at the station. One of them, or two of them, currently are with the taxi task team that deals with the taxi violence within the Nyanga area, the Kalika area. And the reason why we use them as a task team is exactly because of the expertise and the fact that they know and understand the taxi problems in the Nyanga area. It is not a long term, because any cost team have a short lifespan, and we want to conclude that. I will make a comment later on the organized crime, and you'll understand why I'm saying it's going to be short term. Then on trio crimes, such as armed robberies, house robberies, business robberies, there's one member on a task team at the provincial level. But remember, we deal with specific stations, and Nyanga is our priority station, and of course on the firearm project, exactly the same thing. So you will see, according to the fixed establishment, not the RAG, there are 6 members short at Nyanga. That means that reflect a 98%. But remember I stated earlier in the first paragraph that 16 of these members, so you're actually sitting only with 269 members at station currently. If they move over to your next page, and they, one of the corrections that I just want to make, because the figure was just not correctly represented, the rack versus the fixed establishment. The fixed establishment reflects, not at the rack side, but the fixed establishment reflects 148. That means that is the increase of 35 posts on the rack as we used previously. Secondly, on detectors, the fixed establishment will now reflect 74 members and detectors at the increase of 10 posts. And the same with support services, fixed establishment 68, increase with 1 post. So all in all, the fixed establishment versus the rack shows an increase of 46 posts to the Nyanga police station. What we need to understand that the fixed establishment was only finalized end of June this year. Check. So we always work on the rag, and as we know, the rag was just a guideline. The fixed establishment that we're talking about now is funded post. You give people and say there is a funded post, and that's what it must be called. So that's why the National Commission moved away from that. The one thing that I need to mention is that the fixed establishment is only finalized for stations, not at cluster level or at the provincial level or at the other level. When we move on with the presentation to the next point, I really touch on the rationale when it comes to the people deployed. But I want to speak about the tactical response teams. Specifically, I spoke about the organized crime already. But the tactical response teams, we have 5 in the province, of which only 2 of those units are under fixed establishments. The 2 is in Mitchell's Plain and Kailisha and Cape Town. Okay. The other members are all being trained in the TRP functions, and we use them in the Nyanga cluster as TRP, although they have not been reflected on the fixed establishment. That's the reason why these members are still reflecting on the station strength. But they work only in the Nyanga cluster area, the 8 stations in the Nyanga cluster. That's why you will see a shortage there. The others is, as I referred to, your Mitchell's Plain, your Jord area also has a small TRP. So we have those people available. We made the request to the national office on numerous occasions to ensure that we put them now on the establishment so they can take away the members from the staff establishment of my stations. Why I refer to the K-9 unit, the flying squad, is just to show you that these are all units that operate within Nyanga. They're not reflected on the establishment of Nyanga, but they operate. You can recall last year, in June, July, we lost a member that was shot and killed in the Nyanga area from the flying squad. So you see they operate there on a continuous basis. So when we move on to specifically to crime intelligence, now, you must understand that crime intelligence as a national competency operates in the province and they don't operate directly at station level. What we have in Nyanga is 3 members that we call CIOs, crime intelligence officers. And they report to the station commander, they belong to the station. And their functions are very clear to analyze crime trends, to look at what happened in the station area, and then inform the station commander, the ship members, where to go, what is the hotspot, and to move around what we have there. In the whole cluster of Nyanga, we have 23 CIOs, I mean at various stations. On the cluster level, we have the crime intelligence gatherers, the CIG capacity. And they are the ones who operate in the total of the cluster itself. But the reporting line is directly to crime intelligence and not to the cluster command, although they operate within the cluster. Chair, I have to say that since the new leadership of crime intelligence in the province, there is a huge improvement in our collection capacity and the product that we get. And it's not there yet, but it is a huge improvement. And I'm very happy to say that to you. So, on cluster level, there are CIG members that operate in the various areas, assisting the station commander, but at the station itself, we have 3 CIO members, crime intelligence officers, that support the station commander and brief the station commander and all these people. When we move to the into highway problems that we had, that was in the media a lot of times, you will see that I refer to, and I want to start off with, the 19 incidents that I refer to. That 19 is not on the total
into, that means very currently the problem. That is something that the younger, they were the devotees, and we had the 19th, over a period of 5 months, as you can see. The Vedic plan that we have, and has been discussed between ourselves, traffic police, metro police, is that we as traffic police serve for a very long time. 24 hours a day, there are 2 vehicles patrolling on that area. And I know the question was asked to me in a radio interview, why only 2? My problem, or the issue is that I have a hotspot area, we deploy people in the area, but if there is these problems again, we deploy people from the realization and from client squad members. For the 5 months, although it's not in the presentation, for the 5 months, the 2 vehicles assisted over 2,000 incidents where they not been reported to the through the one at trouble, not always. But when they stop, see a person start without petrol, start with a broken vehicle, they will stop, they will deal with it in that whole 2000 incident. That is not crime incident. I just want to clarify that. It's not crime incident. And maybe I need to stop a little bit by saying, if we look at the Nyanga area, the first part of the M2, they are fences. And the fences are broken. And that is one of our major challenges that we have. If you move beyond the R300 to the Kailita side, we'll find out between Hailiksha and Niue, there are fencing right deep in. But after Niue, there's absolutely no fencing. The people move over, and we have a lot of accidents there where people have been killed on that road also. So, from our side as such, the integrated work we have, and practically the metro police and law enforcement is staying in place. But what we need to understand here is that only the police, only SAS, has been deployed on a 24-hour basis on the M2, the M1, Vanga Drive, because we believe that is some of the main arteries within our province. All these deployments be coordinated by our provincial command center, where everybody reports to and we know exactly what it is. And as you can see, we try to prevent people from blocking the M2. I want to go back to that point specifically. Remember, last year we had major problems on the M2. When we had the protesters that threw humanities on the road. And at that time, we deployed 16 vehicles together with Metro Police and the traffic law enforcement. And I mean, you can't continue and sustain. That's big luckily for us that is not happening now. Interesting, last night at 10 o'clock, we had in the Kalisha area, we had stones on the road again. But we removed it, and after that, we have no further incidents. During our investigation, we arrested 6 members from a specific group in the Gulesu area, and that was with the assistance from the community, because we interact with that community on a regular basis. One of our major challenges in there is that the fencing is not being maintained properly. And I had a meeting with the Premier of the Western Cape, the MECs, a micro member of Kajetsi of Kaisa, the fencing is not a provincial responsibility, Chair. It's SANRAL and must maintain fencing, and that is one of our challenges that we also have in that one. So, just in brief, that this is what we do on 24-hour basis. If there's a need, we deploy more people, and we will continue doing that. Because this thing has a history. The Middle Island was built in the 80s. After politicians were killed in a car crash, the car went right over to the other side. So we do have that, and we will continue doing that, Chair. Then on the issue of drug abuse and the liquor abuse, yes, we have a serious challenge when it comes to this. And this province continuously confiscates liquor. I mean, in the last financial year, Chair, we closed 58 shabins in the area of Nyanga. But as you open them, close them, you open this opportunity because people see opportunity to go and do that. So that is the issue. And as you can see, we have a lot of interaction with the community forum, and I must say that the CPF play a critical role. And I know they keep us on our toes, we go out, we do these things. And I think this is some of the issues that we do and we close it. Legislation is actually one of the challenges that we also have. And I will explain to you why. The Metro City of Cape Town have bylaws, and specifically on liquor, and we interact with them continuously, and it's not that we don't interact. But these people saw the opportunity. The metro or the city of Cape Town refers to 150 liters. You're not allowed to have 150 liters and above in your possession. They can charge you. So they only get that for now. Now they have 159 liters. And what is so, some of the big businesses are so innovative, they are selling the liquor in bulk for 149 liters. So you come, you buy, and immediately you sit with that problem. So this is making it a little bit difficult for us. But as I said, there is interaction between ourselves, the province, and the local authorities to see how we can overcome that. As you guys also can see that the mayor of Epton also destroyed here yesterday, but that is a liquor that was confiscated on the beaches. Chair, I think if I didn't do it, and I really want to invite you and the committee to the liquor store, and I also have got a liquor store in the Western Cape. And I know one of them will remember, I also issued the invitation to the Premier at one stage. 407,000 liters to that liquor store. So, as you can see, it's coming in, we destroy up to 50,000 liters per month. That is the process. It's environmental friendly. We don't do it in the rains anymore. We do it and we go through that process. And it will be good for you to see what type of liquor and challenges that we have on a regular basis. So, on the issue of drugs. Now, drugs in this province is all the years a serious concern. And I can mention that last financial year, the province in its totality consumed over 120 million rand worth of drugs in the province. And it's a continual process. What you see there is just a value chain how we deal with it. You will see on the different levels. That for organized crime, you specifically your hawks deal with your big manufacturers and producers, and on the lower scale is where your border police officers arrest these people. Now, it is so that it's been said that we have an increase of 311% in drug-related crimes since 2004-05. What we must understand from that, drug confiscations is on the initiative from the police, from SAPS, from Metro Police and law enforcement. And it's because every single police officer has ownership of getting the drugs off the street. That's why you will see an increase continuously. And the major syndicate has been investigated by the DDCI, the Hawks, to ensure that we do that. They closed down one over the weekend in the Swellendam area. If you see, it's 86,000 mandate tax that it was confiscated there. But all this is coming to our townships, all over the shop. And that's where our problem lies. That children have been used to sell the drugs, to be the drug runners, and we arrest them continuously. Children as young as 11 years old. What we discovered last year that the youngest drug addict, 9 years old, and we think about where are we going. And this is the type of issues that we deal with on a continuous basis. But what is important, we don't want to single out a specific group of people to deal with drugs alone. Every single police officer will go out and ensure that we deal with that. As for the manufacturers, the producers, on a more higher level, DPCI and our organized crime unit. And if I want to just mention something about the organized crime unit, the National Commission is currently busy with the process of establishing organized crime capacity at provincial levels again. And that will automatically address that with our project and our opt-outs and so on. And this is what we really want to do. Check. Just in closing, I want to just start briefly on Operation Combat that deals with drugs and deals with gangsterism and specifically the issue around the Prevention of Organized Crime Act that we really are starting to see the more and more successes. And I think it's important, I just want to briefly touch on the four strategic pillars on that. And you will see that the last pillar is community mobilization, that we can deploy our people. And we interact. Yes, we're not there yet. We are really interacting. And this combat is not only in a specific area. I know there was at one stage some commentators said, but you only deal with Cape Town. It's not so. We deal with every single area where there's gangs, and we deal with it. If it's Nyanga, it's Nyanga. If it's Ugulele, we go and deal with it. And I think that is what's important for us to share with you. But yeah, just in a nutshell, this is just our presentation, and we will welcome any questions and any comments. But also, we will welcome if there's anything that we can do better from the committee side, we will really welcome that. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much, General Lamour. I see a lot of hands, and we'll take them one by one. Maybe the first lot from my side. Maybe in terms of the census, and I think that is one of the issues
looking at the Western Cape, but also the younger and the younger as a transit area, but also the mushrooming of the adjacent areas. We welcome 46 new posts, if I hear correctly, in the new budget year. That is very good. But I just want to know, is there a process provincially or nationally to evaluate the flow of population demographics on a constant basis? Because our sense was, of the visit, there is a massive increase of people, especially in formal areas, and they still within the younger visits. Then the other issue of leadership at station level, especially because the younger is a cluster level station. Now, during our visit, of course, there was acting station commissioner, I think the current station commissioner was on sick leave. But is there efforts from human resources, yourself as the provincial commissioner, to ensure that we've got the appropriate leadership capability to deal not only with the human resources dynamics, but also the community and have sense of the broader issues in terms of policing? I just want to get a sense of that. Because in terms of the briefings from the National Commissioner, station commanders are actually the people that must drive combating crime. And if we can get just a sense of that, whether that's actually happening. Honourable Mulabati.
Thank you, Chairperson. And thank you, General Lamour, for the presentation. My first question is on the asset register. The asset register method for the allocation of vehicles. How is this strategy different from that? Second one is, what is the function of Subsman Resource Management Committee? And third one is on sick leave. What are the trends in the sick leave? Have you investigated, say, some doctors to say, doctor so-and-so is very, very, very notorious of giving this, you know, such things? Have you investigated the trend? My next question is on the issue of crime. You said you have one member, is this sufficient? My last question is the CIOs. What part of subs are they from visible policing? Are they from? Thanks, Chair.
Thank you. Two issues. I understand that it's a strategy of the drug lords to send out children. They seem to be getting these children are younger and younger, and certainly it's quite common now to see 10-year-olds being used to distribute drugs, to sell them on the street, because you pick up one, another three will be in their place. It's pocket money to them, it's a game, because there are no consequences. Are you working with any other entities, social services, justice, whoever, to try and come up with some kind of a solution that could even be forwarded in terms of legislation to Parliament? Because it's not going to go away. So 10-year-olds selling drugs is the norm now. What are your successes in terms of the drug laws? There have been massive arrests made in KZN over the last 2 months, shutting down factories who are manufacturing various drugs. I think there were two or three different kinds. I mean, multi-million rand. So these are the drug lords that the babies sell the drugs for. Are you having those kinds of successes in the areas? And the other one, I took down that there were 55 public complaints in this one station. Do you have any indication of what the public around Nyanga are complaining about in terms of the officers at the station? We just had a rather odd presentation by the Secretariat, but it did seem that it mainly related to poor investigation. I'd like to know if that seems to be a similar trend at the station. It's poor investigation at the top, and police negligence and misconduct and poor communication are the top three they detailed. I'd like to just know if at that station they seem to be the same. Thank you.
Honourable Farmer.
Pleasure, Chair. I want the Commissioner to enlighten us on the ratio, the docket ratio to the detectives. Number two, the utilization of the e-docket system in preventing docket theft and the sale thereof. And perhaps if there are any proposed improvements on the e-docket system based on experience since it was enforced and the utilization thereof. That's
Mabija, then we will Mbele, and then Karibara for first round.
Thank you, Chairperson. I would like to declare a fight. During our research at Nyanga and CBC Police Station, we observed that there are no crime intelligence officers, but there are crime information officers, supposedly crime intelligence gatherers. And the way I understand this thing, those information gatherers, the information that is gathered, it needs to be dealt with by the intelligence officers because they analyze and refine it in order for it to be useful to steer operations and policy making. But then how can you explain so that I understand this system that you use? Because according to my understanding, crimes are not dealt with appropriately because there's no crime intelligence officer.
Hold on a bit.
Thanks, Chief. My question is also on crime intelligence, and it's just the first question is one for clarity whether the acronym CIO stands for Crime Information Officer or Intelligence Officer, or do both of those exist as separate functions? Because as I understand, the Information Officer is at station level, but Crime Intelligence is at cluster level. And so, yeah, can I just get the clarity and the relationship? And also to check whether crime information gatherers, I heard the Provincial Commissioner mention CIGs, that also a separate function. Because I try to understand the relationship between those three functions and which level they at. And the Commissioner did mention that fleet establishments have been finalized at station level. But the Western Cape is still in the development stage. But where are we on the cluster level, and in particular, if there is currently enough capacity within crime intelligence at cluster level, because that's kind of your front line around detecting crime before it happens and therefore preempting. Thank you. Got it, and what's on the point?
Yes, we were informed there were 10,632 cases opened at the station, recorded as she brought over some from the previous year at that stage that when we did the visit, but the 4,396 had been closed undetected. Now that seems like a very high figure to me. Is this a reflection on your detectives and the caliber of the detectives you have there, the numbers? What is it? Because it is a really, really bad result.
Thank you, General Lamoud and your team.
Thanks, Chair. Let's start with your two questions first. The census issue. On an annual basis, what we call input sheet, every station needs to complete an input sheet for what happened in this area, new developments, new challenges, and that all that information was then being correlated into one document, and that goes up to the national level. They use their formulas to identify where will be increased. So that is just, it's on an annual basis, it's like in fact. What we do, although it's the input sheet comes from station level, my organizational development members at provincial level will then go down to station level where we really have problems and go and interrogate further. Because what, and I mean, Chair, what happened in the past. A station commander asked a clerk to follow him at a synagogue. And then the same station commander come back to us and say, but I don't get people. So what we say now, the people at the provincial office will then go down and they will do, make sure there's quality checks on the information supply. And that is what we do in that case. Leadership, you talk about the acting station commander. Yes, the station commander was off sick and he's back at the station again. The problem with Nyanga, you have an absenteeism problem. And one of the issues that we identify, and CPF will agree with me, we're busy with the process of changing some of the people there, is that Nyanga station was being seen as a dumping station in the past. And that's why we start moving the people in and out from that space to get more leadership. I moved a new branch commander for the detectives there. He's currently on leave and the information that he's going to resign. That means as soon as I get there, I advertise the post. And the best way for me to raise the leadership problems in Nyanga is not to shift people there, but to advertise vacant posts. That we get people that really want to go and work in the areas. We saw it with the crime prevention officer, a colonel, who was acting when you were there. When he arrived there, he was promoted into that post, and they saw there was an improvement in his work, while the previous one, no interest in what's happening there. So yeah, we are looking continuously in what has happened. The problem for us is, and I'm sure it happened right through the police, there are members sitting at stations for up to 28 years. So immediately, they have no interest. It's just reporting on duty, reporting of duty. And we want to start changing that. And we incorporate a discussion with the unions also. And it's not a resolution, whatever they call it, that time. It's a case that we want to improve our members' work at station level. That's that. The added register that comes to the allocation of vehicles. There is a formula worked out by the national office. For instance, detectives. One vehicle to two detectives, that is how the ratio works. Crime prevention will go to 1 to 8. Support services, 1 vehicle to 12 members. And that is how we work up the vehicle ratio. What we have done, Chairperson and honourable members, is that we look at the province itself and say, how can we better some of our priority stations? And Nyanga is one of the priority stations. Let's look and rather give more vehicles. And that's why you see other units continuously work in that specific areas also. So that improves that. The Human Resource Committee is exactly what it says. You look at human resources, and we also look at the quality of people that we send there. It's been done at a provincial level because it doesn't just want to send somebody because he or she has now been dumped by somebody else. And we want to deal and make sure that we have good people there. The sick leave, the specific doctors, what the instructions are saying, that when a station commander pick up a tendency, he or she needs to go and start interrogating them and then submit the report. Because remember, as soon as they submit the report at a provincial level, we will then have to go and investigate it further. And that is a process ongoing. But what members do in our officials is that they go to different doctors, and it's been moved off. And one doctor very seldom will be against another doctor, and I think this is one of our challenges that we're dealing with. Some of our leadership in Nyanga exhausted their sick leave already. So they're already on temporary capacity leave, then they come and they go and they come and they go, and we are busy addressing that to ensure that we have more people there. The issue of the jail crime for one member, what we say there, Chairperson and honourable member, is not the one member sufficient. The member taken away from the station will be formed part of a team at provincial level to deal with jail crimes, not only in the Nyanga area, but in the borough scope. For instance, house robberies. There is a specific syndicate right in the province. So now they move from Kailiksa, Nyanga, out by all of those areas. So now we pull members so they can be together and then investigate. Because what we pick up, and we have successes in this province, this province proves to us that when you arrest this people, you can close down a lot of cases. One of the suspects that we arrested some time ago in Kailiksa was connected to 56 cases. Through this approach of looking at organized how we deal with this issue. The CIO belongs to operational support. That means your visible policing support. And here's the crime information officer, that's exactly what they need to do. They need to look at every 24 hours, crime reported, tendencies in the station area. what is going to be picked up in the docket. They also need to go and see what's in the docket, so that if they pick up tendencies, they need to inform the station commander, the branch commander, the civil police unit, so that they inform them on a continuous basis. And just a couple of the other questions of the CIG. Crime intelligence gathering reports directly to the crime intelligence provincially. And they are at the provincial level. They are people that gather information not only in the cluster, but all that information goes to a central point, and we look at, try to identify syndicates, people, organized crime groupings that move over station areas. Chair, what we also further did in this province, every station was instructed about a year and a half ago to identify groupings that operate in the area. And that through a crime intelligence process, we gather information and we start addressing them on a continuous basis. The children, Honourable Member Kalabana, yes, we work with all the different entities, schools, specifically the schools. But our problem is, we have a problem of truancy in the province. You will get, I remember 2 years ago, General Robert was the cluster commander, picked up about 52 children during school time in uniform, not at school. Now the question is really, the police must not focus on that while education department are not doing this or other people are doing it. So we had a discussion and we are busy with that process and they've already some feedback. Last week, Monday, when we had the bus problem in Nyanga, when the buses were burned, after we stabilized the position, it was children that threw stones at our police vehicles. And children, when I spoke to MEC Grant and to MEC Schaefer, the first question is asked, but where is this children supposed to be? They're supposed to be in school. And I said exactly that. So this is the issue that we have. Children are involved more and more. Issues on bicycles, on their rucksacks, with drugs, and this is really a problem. And I mean, although this is not younger that I'm going to refer to now, but last yesterday, the last 24 hours, we had a 6-year-old girl that was sexually abused by 2-12-year-old boys, by using sticks and putting it in a private box. Now, where is the parents of those children? And I think this is the major challenge that we have continuously. Successes on the lab, so yes, we do have successes, and we can supply the successes because that we do in cooperation with DPCI. So I think, Chair, with your permission, we will write to you and just give you that successes after consulted with them.
Sorry, next week with DPCI nationally, so
I will just raise it with them also. The pop complaints that you referred to, absolutely correct. No feedback, poor investigation, no responses, police officers are not at work, and that is the type of complaint we receive on a regular basis. And we deal with them continuously. But I want to stick to stay on the issue of detectives. Since June, we are busy with a plan in the province to improve the investigation capacity. Not capacity in numbers, but how do they investigate? That they can prioritize their cases, that they do better investigation. One of our challenges over the years is when we deploy, and I always say children, Chair, and I know people don't like it, but we deploy children after training directly into detectives. And I mean, General Molo can say to you, the problem is that if you have an 18-year-old come to the police, 2 years training, after 2 years, 20 to 21, the detective, and his first crime is somebody head cutters. That child is gone for the rest of his life. And what we, and if you can recall, the National Commissioner reported to the committee earlier, just after the new administration came into being, we talked about the uniform investigation branches that would be re-established. And what we did for, that we take those youngsters and put them into that unit, that they start investigating a whole common criminal injury, to gain experience, because it worked for us in the past. It really worked for us in the past. I mean, I myself was a commander of a uniform investigation branch. If they don't perform, we send them back to the ships. Because they go and do patrol, and it works for us wonderful. And detectives, and Molo can agree with me, detectives then will then go out of the uniform investigation branch and recruit their detectives. And that is why, that is the issue. We will run a pilot project in the province for 11 stations with the uniform investigation branches so that we can see how it works, and we will then submit that to the National Commissioner's Office also. That will help us a lot when it comes to pre-investigation. And also use senior officers, senior investigators to really guide these young people. The docket ratios from detectives, per month in Nyanga, there is at least between 18 and 25 dockets, new dockets per detective in Nyanga. We carry over the dockets, it's there, and then we deal with that. I know there was an article in one of the newspapers that one detective said 600 dockets. But it's really sad that that detective didn't explain to the committee what it really is. It's all the cold cases that that detective should be with. It's not investigating dockets, but he's the administrator of all those dockets. So when a detective, an American case, said, but I remember that this modus operandi concurs with one of the cold cases, he will go back and he will pull that docket. But the cold cases is administered by one detective. Otherwise, you have to take all the cold cases and give it to all detectives that put the burden on those the detectives. So it's not the case that he has 100 investigation dockets. He has to one administer all those dockets. And also the issue of dockets per detective in Nyanga is up to 120, 150 dockets. But here's that has been reflected on the system, and we need to go deeper into this chair to say now, look at the 100 dockets, how many of these dockets are investigated fully, trial ready, court ready, and how many investigation dockets. And this is the issue that we will further dig deeper in and give feedback to the committee. Now, ma'am, you referred to, honourable member, to CIOs and CIGs. Now, I explained to you that the CIO Crime Information Officer is located at station level. A reporting line is only to the station commander. He belongs to the station and the network. Crime Intelligence Gatherer is members at a cluster level, and they belong to Crime Intelligence, and the Prince is responsible for that. The Crime Intelligence Officer, just to reiterate what I said, is their information officer is there to assist the station, to look at trends, look at information, look at modus operandi, and we can see that this must happen. One of the reasons, and I'm sure the committee will go around and pick it up, that CIOs were just being seen as head of function. What we've done in the province to ensure that these people are fully fledged, they are only do the CIO function. And not one day they are CIO, tomorrow they are attending complaints. No, we are saying they must be focused on that. The capacity at cluster level of CIG, yes, we do have a shortage when it comes to crime intelligence. And two and a half years ago, I gave crime intelligence 50 members from the stations around to boost their numbers. And they still have shortage there, and we look continuously to improve that. And then I think the honourable member Bonner, the issue about the close and untechnical, I think I explained it to our new implementation plan for detectives, because if close the docket undetected, you didn't even speak to the complainant. And I think this is one of the issues that we are sitting with. But we must not only focus on detectives. Our major problem here is the A1 statement, the first statement taken by the visible policing officer. And we already started with that to train our members to say A1 statements must be taken properly. And maybe on all of these questions, Chair. And I know my members already called me compliance, because all I'm asking is to comply with our own scripts, our own regulations, our own structures. And that is the thing that we know that will improve the working in the system. Because feedback to a complainant is been prescribed in our own standing orders. You don't need to go look for any instruction to that. Thank you.
Thank you for that response. We will go with the Nadia, Honourable Molabachi, Honourable Mula, Honourable Papija, Honourable Paula and his colleague. Yes, let's start.
Okay. There were two unsolved cases of death in police custody in Nyanga Police Station in 2011-2012. Why were the cases not properly investigated by ICT?
Thank you, Chief. Now, I've got two questions. Is there three establishments better than red so far? The last one is, when we visited Nyanga Police Station, we hear that quality staff are removed from Nyanga to another police station. And police, and the other one, police members are killed, and there was no replacement. Can you please tell us when are these going to be released? Thank you.
No more visa.
Thank you, Chairperson. Let me know what is reported under the chapter. You made mention of police members who stayed too long, say 28 years since appointment. As cause of this absence is the shortage of sick leave. Now, these days we are employed, you talked also about an 8-year old officer trained and then put on a post. Is that not disadvantageous to employ young ones? Because if they stay long, it means then that they develop a better skill. They'll just be excellent. So how do you view that? Thank you.
Honorable Twala, Honorable Joseph.
Thank you, Chair. No, I just wanted the Commissioner to further explain. You know, I asked a question relating to the e-government system, and then there was anything about it. Thanks.
Honourable Judges, dear person, thanks. During our oversight visit, I posed a question in relation to the community safety plan. In terms of the regulations or steps of the establishment of community police forums, there are certain guidelines pertaining to the establishment of community safety plans from CPF level at the local level, to a cluster level, or area level, to a provincial and to the national level. Now, listening today, in terms of the pillars of the presentation that you have given pertaining to community mobilization, focus of crime intelligence, gang criminal investigation, that is actually the challenges that we have in the cluster. Now, I'm also aware that when community safety plans need to be signed off, especially those that need to be signed off and to be given to your office as a province, the CPFs are not properly consulted in terms of the signing off or the approval of the community safety plan. Now my question then arises, in terms of interventions that needs to be recommended or consulted with the community pertaining to your one of your pillars, your last pillar here in terms of community mobilization, how will you then ensure that there's proper consultation and ensure that we can eradicate, and refer going back to the other station that was visited on that day, in terms of Lafitte. At one of the schools, it was informed that there are 6 active gang groups in the area. Now, if we are not able to consult in terms of compliance, the basics, correct, how will we improve the situation and ensure that we have safer communities in our respective areas? Honorable Mulabachi, you indicated you wanted to.
When will KNFLs be replaced?
Maybe a few questions from my side. In terms of a week after our visit, there was that bus incident. I think you we were supporting the media on explaining the matter, but the issue also raised is the question again of intelligence, the capability to know ascertain whether those incidents are going to happen with responses. And maybe the question also of the border policing, we had a briefing, I think, last week on the issue. The question is going forward, the Western Cape, there's a lot of incidents. The capability of the police in the Western Cape to deal with it, in terms of the rollout the next 4 years, the Western Cape is included, also other areas where you will have units. What are you going to do in the interim? If there is an upsurge in going to 2016, the municipal elections, I mean, what interim steps would you like to do? Will you have to ask more resources from national to deal with it? Just to get your perspective on that. General, over to you.
All right, Chair. Thanks very much. And I just want to apologize to the honourable member. The e-docket. What we have at station level is scanning of dockets. Remember, the e-docket is our system. And what we believe is the system must lead to the end in court. And I think the committee, and maybe some member was a part of the previous committee, National tried to explain it in many ways. And I also stated at one time that we are at four stations, the e-docket is fully implemented. And I can recall, I can't recall who's one of the members, Adam Kolobanas, and I shook my head and said, it's not true. What we have is scanning of dockets, and that is a new process to ensure that we make the dockets don't get lost. So if the docket is stolen, we believe that something scan. Well, we must not confuse the e-docket system with the scanning of dockets. And I think currently the National Office is busy dealing with that. Because what we believe and understand of e-docket is that when you register a case, it's on the system from there in Michigan, it's been updated continuously, and the ICMS process is want to do that. And when you finish with the investigation, you send it to the court, not by hand, but by your IT system. Basically, that is the process of EWP, understand. But we currently have to ensure that documents are not lost or stolen, is to scan all these documents, and we have the instruction to make sure that that's been done. I hope that will answer your question. The two unsolved cases from IPED, and unfortunately, I don't remember, I can't answer you why they didn't investigate properly. Because we just get a report from their side, that the docket is, there's no action or no whatever. So maybe IPED needs to come and explain why there was no, I remember we only received their dockets from them. But let me just say, on the issue of IPED, and I mean we have a very good relationship in this province when it comes to IPED, is that the feedback to the community needs to improve. I think that's what's important because it's best against my members. Although I get feedback, it's also important that IPED give it feedback and we create a platform. The fixed establishment versus the RAP. Remember, when we talk about the fixed establishment, we're talking about the real figures. It's not your granted and actuals and what is the other word? Ideal. That is with RAG refers to. RAG refers to ideal, the pie in the sky. Here we're talking about, this is the money the government gave us, and this is the policy you can fund for that person. That is the difference between the two. The quality of staff removed from younger, the members not replaced. I think what we need to understand, that quality of members, and I will often know which quality of member, if a member apply for a promotion and they get a promotion at another station, then I can't see the member back. But if there's a case that somebody was removed, I know in the cluster itself, some members were removed from the younger station by the cluster commander. And we instruct them to come back because the instruction from my side, I'm the only one who approves any transfer of any member in this province. Even if I said every day there were 100, 200 members that move from your shifts to your crime prevention, I must approve that. And that is the process that we work through in the province. The members' skills, unfortunately, we report that, and I remember training the members takes 2 years now. And we go through the process, in 2 years there will be a replacement, unless I get somebody wanting to take a transfer to that area. You see, 28 years I refer to the honourable member is a member, some of our members at a station for 28 years he works here. And that is a problem for me. I might as well give this example, Chief, okay with you. I went to Steenberg and there were a wanted suspect. And I asked Allah for 24 years. And asked the member who worked with that, how long are you at the station? 24 years. I said, but then you're in the course of the beginning catch person. So I said, they're so long at one station and we need to start moving there. And members come forward, volunteer, I said, please move me to another station because I need a new chance. And we do that on a continuous basis. The 18-year-old I referred to, 18, the entry age to become police officer. But they will only become operational when they are 20, 21 years old. So it's between 18 and 30 years, that is the criteria for recruiting of police officers. You can't be older than that, and you can't be younger than that. And it's the other criteria is that. So it's not the case that we are saying, 8-year-old can't do this. What I'm saying, Chairperson, Honourable Member, we train him, but we don't put him first on the beat before he become a detective. I think this is what I want to stress.
The e-docs are the community safety plan, and I mean the operational plan we referred to, the instructions are very clear. It must be consulted with communities, and it must be signed off by communities, and we will make sure that that compliance has been done. Because if that, because the CPS have do have a channel to raise the issues with us. Because when I sign the plan for the province, we do engage with our leaders. We do engage with the provincial board. But I think this is what we can do in that. So it's really disturbing to hear that some CPS were not consulted when it comes to this plan. And we will deal with that. Colonel Els, I just say that Colonel Els Chairperson is moved. The colonel that we appointed is currently on leave. He is already appointment, but this is the colonel that wants to resign now. So I can't replace him until such time he put his purchase and he said he's no longer in the prison. This is general, more of this challenge. He had a discussion with this person. The intelligence capacity, the public or the police capacity, the problem of protest action. The good thing about Western Cape, we have over almost 3,000 members at station level trained in first responder to crowd management. So when we have a problem, they can respond to that. Example, Chair, on the 26th of January this year, in Delft, we had 5 protest actions in the space of 2 hours, and the station people dealt with it, because public workers were deployed somewhere else. So we do have things in place to deal with that, but it's really stretching our budget, it's stretching our resources, because every single day, up to 7 protest actions in this province. It's not, and I mean, you remember that. And it's fine with us, it's a plan, approved protest action, we can deal with that. But somebody got up 2 o'clock in the morning, he said, I'm going to burn a fire in the street. And that is our major challenge, Chief. Thanks.
As others, well, thank you all. First 3 questions. Maybe just to the inspectorate. I think he's a representative from the inspectorate here. I just want to know, when did you last visit the Yanga police station and other police stations in that cluster? I just want to get an indication of the frequency. Then the issue of members not motivated along the approach to take a lot of sick leave. I think the approach is from the National Development Plan, National Commissioner. We need also a new generation of police persons that's also vetted by the community. I just want to get a sense also in the Western Cape, you know, the recruitment of new members, community participation, progress with regard to that. And then I think also from the National Commissioner's Office, REC, maybe on the sick leave, and that's maybe for later, not for General Lamour, but that the committee maybe get a written report on turnaround strategy on sick leave. And then also maybe a report on the impact of the abuse of sick leave that it has on such generally. And then just a reminder for the 13-14 annual report that we get, that sick leave analysis also as part of that annual report. Honourable Mabija, to the next one. Honourable Kuala.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. Commissioner, the police has over the past, say, study from 2010, been trying as best they could to improve the quality of detective work. And this found the situation voluntarily, as well as the programs that are initiated, punctuated by the year of the detective in 2012. This year, again, in their budget, saw an item that's looking to further development of the segment of police. What has been your experience since 2010 with the quality of detective work? You know, will you say there has been an element of improvement or not? Why raise the ITOCAT issue? It derives from the fact that at some point in the budget, talking to detectives and their issues, there was an issue around resourcing of the detectives, talking into laptops and on air having been bought. And one therefore presumed that these laptops are in a way linked to the ETOCAT system, through which one is then able to track the movement of the rocket. From the first statements that you alluded to, A1 abroad. And I'm raising this again the backdrop of cases which get caught and get thrown out. You know, to what extent have these interventions improved the quality of the WWF, and can it confidently say we see changes in the service? Thank you.
Then, gentlemen, the matter, General, on the question of service delivery complaints by members of the public. We had earlier this morning a presentation by the Secretary, we're not very convinced. I just maybe, what is your game plan in the province? If you get complaints from members of the public at station level, we as members also get a lot of complaints. How do you deal with it? And also the question of feedback. What is your approach in the province? Then, the Community Police Forum. Secretary, Chairperson, do you want to maybe, you've got specific input you want to put at a stage? Well, you are welcome. And other members, Honourable Rabatsi, Honourable, and Honourable Mabene as well.
Chair, the police see a lot of blood almost on a daily basis. What I want to check with you is, how effective is your program on referrals for trauma in debriefing? Thanks, sir. Why I'm asking that is, at times we visit police stations, a very big police station, easy one. When we try and check the record on referrals for trauma and debriefing, we can find only one person was referred for the whole year, which might also contribute to the CPs. Thanks, sir.
Honourable Mbele, and then Mr. McCarthy.
Thanks, Jay. My question is, what is the process or the system for either members of the public or such members who have noted something out in the field to report information that would go through that information analysis process that the end of the station commander will go with crime intelligence to be dealt with at track level. So that, you know, if somebody says we've seen a trend of a particular kind of crime in our area, how does that data have been filtered through the system?
Mr. McCarthy. Thank you, Chair. Let me first start by commenting on the issue of the improved intelligence. I think I want to commend SAPS if they really believe that intelligence has improved in younger and the younger cluster in general. That will be, of course, proved by the actions that took place on the 1st of September, where a community was addressed. And most of us, we went to bed on the 31st of August knowing that there's going to be a protest action by the taxi operators. But the forces on the ground were saying something different. And secondly, on the latter, with the intelligence that is improved, because I take it as an insult to the community of Nyanga, that last Saturday we were subjected for over 5 hours a random shooting that was taking place at the funeral. Myself and the chaplain had to intervene by calling and sending some SMSs. And the action that followed really proved to us that indeed the intelligence gathering and the manner in which they respond to these things is improved. Because after the 5 hours and the action that followed for SARS, the problem continued until the early hours of Monday, over Sunday morning. Now, I just want the provincial commissioner to understand that we are seriously feeling insulted that they can come here and claim that things have improved. But in the eyes of the community, in fact, the impression that was left in the community of Nyanga is that hooligans are in control. Instead of getting all the firearms that were displayed in full view, right at the family and in the church building, only one firearm was taken away from those guys. Then that, to us, is a concern. But the other sub-question, Chair, is that the numbers, in terms of the fixed establishments,
that are presented by the province here, they differ with the numbers that were presented to us by the station. Not this morning, yesterday. Then it makes one to ask, what game are we playing here? And we, as the CPF, we don't want to be involved in the number games, because we are meeting people almost on a daily basis. Now, we get hold of that, according to the slide, in terms of this photo listing, there's 35 posts based on the fixed establishment. But it's the younger police on the ground are saying, there for the actual numbers on the ground is 128, it's not 148. And that we can easily say to this meeting, it we want to be biased for what the younger police have told us. Secondly, on the issue of the CI of the detectives, so there's an increase of 10 posts. But still this morning, I double checked, Speaker. The younger police are saying we are still standing between 56, 59 actual levels that are working in Yanga. And after our interaction with the province on the 28th of May, the cluster commander and the station commissioner were asked to do an exercise, which was going to give a true reflection in terms of what do they have. And they came back to us with a report that says, from 2010, the police station has lost 69 members, either to death, promotion, transfer, or people who have retired, and those people have not been replaced. And when you visited, they were talking about 30 that is not on the ground. Now, province is presenting a different picture. Now, it makes us wonder whether are we really serious in terms of addressing the problem. We were sitting here. A rep from Metro Rail just gave us a note to indicate that they are also sitting in frustration. People are dying in a railway line between Philippi and Nanga Station. Then that tells us that there's still some stress issues. So I want to urge the provincial leadership of that either they don't take us serious or it's an issue of trying to cover for themselves. Because we know what is happening in Yanga. Lastly, on the issue of dead air force that are deployed in Yanga, we know there are people in the level of Kenneth. When you get at the police station at night, they have used the social network. They don't care what is happening at the CSE. And we raise these things. That's why we submitted a letter of complaint to the station commissioner. But one Kenneth, when we arrived at the station at 2 a.m., people were sleeping. And the colonel was nowhere to be seen, but this person was given the responsibility to be the ship's commander. Nobody that was there knew where is the colonel. And we are still waiting because they promised us that they are investigating what was the situation with the colonel who had presented the report on that particular Sunday morning. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Mr. McCarthy. Yes, Chairperson.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. I want to thank the representation of provincial commissioner. But I think we as the community of Nyanga, we are based in Nyanga. We wanted the issues that are around Nyanga. I want to ask some two questions to PC and the management. In Nyanga area that is at large, which other area in these 150 police stations that are in Western Cape is the same in Nyanga? Because I believe one of our areas or our sectors, as we categorize our areas in the Nyanga, the Brown Farm Philippi area is just the same or is even larger than Langa area. So I think we're sitting with the problem of having no resources in Nyanga. We're still saying that as a community of Nyanga, well, that's the province are saying we've got enough resources. Number two, I want to ask the question that was asked, and I'm asking for the second time, I asked them all of this question, in terms of cancellation, our detectives, because our detectives or our police, what they see every day in our areas? Are they being cancelled? And how many cancels we've got in our station to deal with those issues every day? Because why I'm asking that, a colleague here from Metro Rail, I don't know where he's now. He can say what I'm saying. I am working for Metro Rail. The driver of Metro Rail, when they hit a person, when there's a train track, that driver is being taken to the hospital immediately. He's been, or she's been booked off immediately for 6 weeks. So, what I'm asking, our police or our detectives are being cancelled when they saw what they see every day, more especially in our area in Nyanga. Thirdly, the question of photographers and detectives, we've got the issue of some are being paid when they call off, some are not being paid. So there's those issues in that area of Nyanga. The detectives are not being paid when they call off 12 o'clock to come in to the scene. The photographers are being paid. So that's the problem we're sitting in. I think the last question I want to ask, we've got a case of last month, of women's month. The women that was being harassed by a man. The man ran away from the station. That man can't walk that far from his house. But that man is rushing her or harassing her every time, want to beat or stab her. Because that man almost stabbed a woman to death. How far is the investigation of that case, of that man that ran from the Nyanga police station, from the BI to the back, ran away? Did they find that suspect now? I thank you.
Yeah, I see other anything. Maybe if you can just very short.
I've heard you, Mr. Sir. I want to have a question directly to the commissioner. Regarding the issue of the decision basis. If I remember, now I've got 3 papers. And we find that we have almost each and every site has got 2 vehicles at the moment in Ghana. Now, in terms of the major cases, we find that they can stand there for almost 4 to 5 hours. Then you have got the house being changed with another case on another side. When you need a van, you will be told that there's no van available. How probably they can solve that problem immediately? Because, not tell me, when someone was sold in Nyanga, I had to call the position. Just imagine that was embarrassing. What he said to me, there is no van. Secondly, when I said, okay, he said, we need to wait because the van was not petrol. And I had to go myself and see exactly. Clearly, that was happening then. And in the case of the detectives, you find that there's not enough space for the detectives. Some people from Nyanga to Kupfo taking these unnecessary things that are called Matela. Everything, okay, because they don't think that are enough for them. How possibly you would be able to solve that problem? And how long it will take to be done? Because we need these things to be done urgently. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Some of the questions are being asked to the general, but I would love to ask a question here. There is a satellite police station which has been in Samora for a very long time. That we have stuck for quite a long time, for many years even, to get that satellite police station. When is that police station is going to be built? What are the problems? What are the risks that that police station is going to be recovered now? Secondly, Chair, when you talk about Nyanga policing, there is a center which is transformed. I don't understand the point from General Lamour when he's saying that there is an improvement while we are facing a situation that we called as the medical capital of the country. But still he's saying that there is an improvement. What kind of an improvement that he's talking about? Also, what are the perpetrators of the crime that we're talking about here? Do they investigate the perpetrators' crime? Or they are dealing with crime, they continually dealing with crime, without dealing with the perpetrators of crime, in order to ensure that there is no crime in the future. Thirdly, I personally spoke to General Lamu, requesting what he's been requesting for many years, a satellite station in Brownsville, where he promised that we might get some containers. So we must identify the place. We went back to the community, we have identified the place. He even promised to call us in a meeting where when he goes back to his office, he will speak to his office so that he can go back there and speak to him. Since then, we never been called to that meeting. We never get those containers. Community is still waiting. So I would love to know where is the improvement that we're talking about. Concerning the question of the intelligence that we're talking about here. Vice versa, Nyanga and Meinenberg, what has been done which we think is better when you talk about Nyanga police station and Meinenberg police station? In the question of the matter happening, that we are, what has been done by this province in responding to what is happening in that matter capital station, which has responded to other police stations as well, that we never seen happening in our police station? In the question of intelligence again, the barrier, the language barrier, do they look at the language barrier when they look at the question of the intelligence within our area in terms of the offset deployment? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. The last member.
Thank you, Chair. The first question I would like to ask the Commissioner. He just pointed out that the station commander was being just appointed. He or she is on the way of resigning. I would like him to explain why in the first place. And the second one, the last time we engaged with them, we asked a six-month intervention. First, I would say if you can compare the current situation from Nyanga to Kwasanshia, it's far totally different. And what we ask them, it's not something that is impossible to happen. We ask them to do a six-month intervention in Nyanga to take from those police stations who don't have so high crime situations. But they told us we'll come back. We are still waiting, Commissioner. We never had an answer from it. I would just like to have the answer from there. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will give an opportunity to the Provincial Commissioner and then to the last round from the members if there's any further questions. General, over to you.
Chair. Let me just clarify when I said that crime intelligence improved, I never referred to Nyanga. But I said the overall performance of crime intelligence improved. So that means everybody will not be happy with what it is. There's better information that's been given to us. So that will be a continuous process. The movement of resources from one station to another station, the honourable member spoke about the asset register. Unfortunately, this is what each establishment is saying, this is what the asset register is saying. I can't let people go over according to the establishment listing. What we do is to deploy additional people on a short-term basis into the different areas. And that's why I refer to you, to your flying squad, your GRCs, all of them in a different area. The resigning of the station commander, I refer to the branch commander of detectives. It's a new person that we appointed, and he indicated he will resign. Now, why he resigned, and we still didn't have an exit interview with him, because he's currently on leave, and we struggle to get a hold of him. So we will have a discussion with him to find out what are the reasons why he wanted to resign. But we have to say, and I think it's important that we mention this in this, committee, from April to now, 460 members left the service in the Western Cape for various reasons. And if you, and one of the major reasons was also this rumor that went around about the pension. We, to give an example, Chair, there's a member that must go on early retirement at the end of this month. He came to our office, he wants to resign because he doesn't want to lose his pension.
Although government, minister, everybody communicates that, but look at people don't understand that. The language barrier is an issue that is continuously addressed, and we must understand we do have 11 official languages, and not one station. It's not one station in this province where only one language is spoken. Even if the community is purely Afrikaans or English speaking, there are people moving through that town that want to be addressed in a specific language, and we really do that. Let me just touch on two issues of brown form and Belgopriden Kamora Mashal. Chair, the Kamora Mashal and the gentleman is correct. It's coming on a long way. But remember, we as a province submit our priorities to the national office, and that's what we've done. Belgopriden, the reason why it's not been built, there is no land that's been identified. And the province is not responsible for the identification of land. I know they're in an advanced state of getting, I think it's Philippi College. That's where the league wants to buy. See, we can't use a piece of Philippi College to build that police station. It is on the capital list for building of a police station. The issue is land. The land belongs to the city, and the negotiation is unfortunately not with my office. It's in the negotiations between the national supply chain, the DPW, Department of Public Works, and the city. That is the ongoing process. The same with Brown Farm. Yes, Brown Farm, for instance, is on number 30 on my capital list. That means overseas is already being prioritized. But, once again, the same issue. I can get containers, and you can identify the piece of land, but the land belongs to the city. And that negotiation must take place from that level. And I think just to explain, and I know we are not happy with this. The issue is, this is the process that I need to follow. I can't put it on, because at the end of the day, I have to come back to the committee also so far and say, why did you spend the money on the site unnecessary? The specific incidences that the gentleman referred to, the woman that was running around, I would love to have that detail, because it's difficult for me to respond to that. Remember, there's a lot of cases reported, so I will interact them to get that issue. The photograph, or you referred to the photograph of the LCLC people versus the detectives. But here, the issue is overtime is available for our detectives. And if detectives don't apply for overtime and the commands don't follow the processes, unfortunately overtime can't be paid. And we do have a budget, and we interact with the detectives. There were a problem at that station when it comes to management of our detectives and their overtime. And we take it on a continuous basis. And exactly what they're saying is correct. The issue of counseling, trauma debriefing of our members, we do have EHW, Employment Health and Wellness, in the province. There's also initial debriefing that must take place on a continuous basis, and we thank ordinary police officers also to do the initial debriefing. But remember, debriefing is a voluntary process. If we set a member, come for debriefing and he refuses, we can't force him. Unfortunately, this is how the process works. Numbers differ from the province. What we must understand, the numbers don't differ. The fee establishment was determined in June. And that is the figures that I gave you. It's not the actual personnel currently at the station. The fixed establishment, just to give an example, verbal policing, I think you refer to 123 or 20, yeah, that's what you refer to. Now, the new fixed establishment talk about 148. This is not the people there. There will be vacancies that need to be filled. So your true reflection you have there is, yes, it's the members currently there. But there are improvements, or there will be vacancies that we need to fill as time for the same with detectives, same with all of the other environments. The issue about the incident of the funeral and the crime intelligence, I think I touched on the issue of crime intelligence, and it's things that come through and we have to deal with this information. If we just go to the inspectorate, General Buma will respond to that. The year of detectives on member. Now, the year of detectives with resource, we give resources. We have detectives giving steel cabinets to lock up, there's laptops, but remember the laptops, I in the province receive over 3,300 laptops. But although every detective has a laptop, it's not linked to the mainframe. because the bandwidth can't handle it. And that is the issue. We only gave out of my budget to every branch commander a 3G card that he can speak. But what happened is that when members move around, they can't plug in at various stations, and that is the one issue. So it's an IT issue, and it's been, I think it was raised in this committee previously. So yeah, I agree with what you're saying. Resources, service delivery, compliance was the issue. Signing order 101, it's very clear, it's prescribed from us. You receive a complaint, your appointed officer, the officer must go and interview the complainant, get a satisfactory or a non-satisfactory statement, and then we deal with it. That's what it is. The processes are in place, the prescripts are in place, and then we follow that. And, Chair, I don't know if the civilian secretariat gave you a presentation on the numbers. You see the numbers in the Ocean Cape is very high in comparison with everybody else in the country. And it's not because we are bad in comparison with it. Actually, because we are open and transparent, and members of the community come forward through various structures to come and report and we deal with them. And we welcome that. But because if there's no complaints, how will I improve my services to the community? And that is what you will see if it do happen. The ship commander that was also referred to, we will follow that up to ensure that we deal with that member. Spoke to the counseling, I think maybe General Bula can briefly speak on the inspector and the other issues that you raised, we will raise it with the National Commissioner. Chair.
Good afternoon, Honourable Chair. Thank you very much for the question. If I may answer this one with regard to the inspectorate, to when did you last visit Inyanga Police Station? I must just mention that the Provincial Commissioner last year had a project where he identified 6 loyal stations that needed to be assisted in terms of improving performance and efficiency, which Nyanga was one of them. So one of our priorities, of course, as inspectors is to assist the organization in terms of improving its performance in respective priorities that they have identified. So the aim was to conduct a focus inspection. A focus inspection is where we conduct a particular inspection that is focused on specific things without looking at the complete station environment. So we had a focus inspection that was conducted, and we needed to do it on a monthly basis, but as you know that in terms of the audit function, you cannot do it continuously because members of the station will end up having a fatigue in terms of our intervention. So we visited Kiana Police Station during September, from the 10th to the 16th, and we also did a follow-up inspection, which was conducted in October 2013, on the 10th to the 17th. Then we had to give them an opportunity so that they are able to address those challenges that have been identified. And then we also visited them January this year, where we wanted to check whether all the discrepancies or the challenges that have been identified have been improved. And I must support what the General has mentioned, that maybe due to a number of issues that are happening, also capacitating the management, there are still some challenges that are still being experienced in terms of them having been able to address all the issues that we have identified. But there is some improvement. Thank you.
Right, I will ask the members for further round, and maybe just the rate of recruitment in the Western Cape, if we can just get a sense of that in terms of community involvement, and also the new police person that's referred to the ministerial priorities. Honourable Mabija, other members? Honourable Mabija, and Honourable Mabija.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'd like to plead with Commission to assist the community of Nyanga. The part of saying the land belongs to the city, I don't think it orders well, because we are there, we must be there to assist communities, and the way you said it, then you would close the door against them. I'm pleading with you that you negotiate, because government and municipality, they must, in fact,
they have started to embark on integrated service relationship, you see, I should say, what do you think you can, how do you say that, please assist the community, because really, it's a shame to have Nyanga on top of the list with crime, and we are here, and we are featured here, we've been there when we left buses for Benin, you see, all such things. Let's assist these communities. Let's not get bored by them asking questions and
we'll have
please.
Thank you,
Chairperson. When the CPF spoke of the individuals that come after a long time, it reminded me, when the state, Yanga and Philippi, when wanted to know about ADS, we were told they are being monitored from Westminster or somewhere, which is abnormal to me. How can a commander exercise command and control when the ADLs are being monitored from cluster or province? It's very weird. Thanks.
Thanks. Any other members before we close the question session? Unfortunately, CPF, you had your time. And we now have the honourable members. Honourable Clark.
Thank you very much, sir. I just want to reiterate the sentiment as expressed by Honourable Mabitsa. We have a community under siege, and it is pleading for our intervention. And I think the only fair is that, you know, as citizens who care, and particularly the structure at this level, begin to lend that kind of support to this community. And naturally, maybe that would call upon the police to put in place a temporary strategy that can talk to the area affected, so as to, you know, try and turn things around in a way that could be visible to members of the community, and then they contribute to the change in their way of life.
Thank you. Thank you, Honourable Paula, for that input. We will then give an opportunity to the National Commissioner, and then we will have the closing remarks.
Chair, the issue of the recruitment, is clear that there is a process that we follow, and I think it's the first time we have this process. It works very well. We had 668 posts allocated to this province, and through the whole process, 534 members will go in a week, 2 weeks time, will go to the institution for training. Community involvement was basically the last part, and then with the provincial recruitment board, if you receive any complaints or anything from the community. And out of the province, with our process, we only received three, not complaints, but issues that was raised. Two were immediately dealt with, there was no problem, and the third one was dealt with, it was confirmed, and the applicant was not successful. I will not give the details because it is confidential. But the issue of ADLs, the monitoring takes place at cluster level, but in cooperation with the station commander. The station commander has the right to also get that information from the cluster commander, because we appointed cluster coordinators for ADL at the cluster level. The issue with ADL, unfortunately, the new vehicles will not have ADL. All new vehicles, because it's currently an issue with the contract, and the National Commission is really sorting that out. And then just lastly, I agree with both honourable members when it comes to the younger community, and yet I do have a quarterly meeting with Mayor Kaisa, where I will raise it again to assist, but government processes is such a matter. What we will do, we will, the other means, the plan in place, view more and more and assist the community more and more in that area. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honourable Members Delegation and Delegation from Nyanga. Thank you very much for the interaction this morning. It was quite important that we convey the result of our visit and also get feedback from the community, because at the end of the day, the members of the community and National Assembly is elected by the people, for the people, and we must raise the issues of the people. If we don't do it, the people will not be happy, and of course they will not
be happy with that approach. So we must ensure that those concerns are raised at the highest level. Therefore, we want to thank the community policing forum for that. We want to thank also the provincial commission. Sorry about your promotion, no longer. I want to thank the provincial commission and its team for their presentation. Quite importantly, that the committee must be given the time frame for the implementation of the fixed establishment. It will be also important to get copies of those reports of the inspectorate to look at what were the interventions, whether it was appropriate responses to the concerns that was raised. It's important also going forward that the relationship between the community police forum and the management, the custom management, should be a priority to ensure that those concerns raised are looked after, and we from our side will monitor those recommendations. We will ask the secretariat and the content advisor to look at those progress to ensure that we get the necessary support in the younger. It's important that the policing in the Western Cape is on a professional footing, and of course the ideal of the NDP police that is trusted by the community. So we want the outcome out of this interaction with the community of Nyanga, trust the police, that there is interaction and also cooperation. So thank you very much. We will then close the meeting.